It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I've just come from the neighborhood museum, and the people there loaned me some feathers. Look at this beautiful one. This is a turkey feather, a wild turkey feather. Yeah, and they loaned me a poster with some birds on. Let's take all this to the kitchen. Hi, fish. Some feathers and a poster about birds. Four birds on this poster. Now, I'm going to find the other feathers in here. The people at the museum said, see if your neighbor can find the bird that goes with the feather. Well, we've already seen the turkey one. You see here? The turkey has feathers right there that look like this. Yeah. So now let's find the bird that goes with this feather. Is it the northern flicker? Is it the ruffed grouse? Or is it the rock pigeon? Something tells me it's the pigeon. Yep. Okay, there's that one found. Now, what about this one? It's not the turkey. Don't think it's the flicker. It's certainly not the pigeon. What about the grouse? There it is. That feather looks just like the one down there. See it? Okay, now there's one left. Not the pigeon, not the turkey, not the grouse, but the flicker, the northern flicker. Isn't that a beautiful feather? Beautiful bird? Whenever I look at beautiful things like birds, I think of that little song, Peace and Quiet. Would you sing it with me? Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet, peace, peace, peace. We all want peace. We all want peace. See who's at the door. I need to take these back to the museum. Somebody at the door. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. What is that you have?
Speedy delivery. Well, I was at the neighborhood museum today and heard you were interested in birds.
I certainly am. Where'd you find this one?
Well, this is a wooden parrot, and some friends in Haiti made it for me.
Aha. It's beautiful. Made of wood?
Wood and string. Now, here's how it operates. If you just lift up there. And
oh.
There you go. Want to try one? Just lift up.
Just wood and string.
Wood string. And I also have this video. There's a video here that shows what different birds might see as they fly over cities and countrysides.
Oh, sort of a bird's eye view of things.
A bird's eye view. Like to watch it?
Sure. Do you have time to see it?
I sure do. We'll
come on, Parrot. Fly on over to picture. Okay. Oh, I love that bird.
Well, I'll take the parrot, and here's the video.
Thank you. So we can see what birds see from the air.
It gives you a different kind of peace and quiet.
Yes. Must be fun for birds to look down from the sky like that.
Well, I guess they're used to it.
I guess so. Could I borrow that a minute?
Sure.
Parrot, how would you like a little fly?
Okay.
Thanks for bringing these, Mr. McFeely.
If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy deliveries are speedy deliveries. Speedy delivery to you, Speedy Parrot.
Speedy Parrot, thank you, Mr.
McFeely. I have more deliveries. You're quite welcome.
And we're always glad when you come.
Thank you, and I'll see you around the neighborhood.
All right, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye, and goodbye, Parrot. Speedy delivery to you. Do you ever sing that with Mr. McFeely? If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is our speedy delivery. You know, he goes like that. Speedy delivery to you. What a great neighbor Mr. McFeely is. I think it's time for some make-believe. Come on, trolley. You're a speedy deliverer. Yes, you make a speedy delivery to neighborhood of make-believe, don't you? Well, last time we had make-believe, X the owl was planning to teach flying. Yeah, he said, I'll just teach anybody to fly. Well, let's think more about that now as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe. Yes, trolley, yes. And so, handyman, what were you saying about this learn to fly business?
Well, X the Owl says that he will teach anybody who wants to learn to fly. Mm-hmm. Would you like to learn to fly, King Friday?
Oh, I don't need to. I have a purple jet and a pilot. I leave the flying to pilots and birds. Yes.
I see.
Are you planning to learn, Handyman Negri?
Oh, no, sir. I'm just helping X to spread the word about his teaching.
Very well, then. I'll bid you farewell.
Well, farewell, King Friday.
Farewell. Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's learn how to fly with an expert, with an expert whose name is X. Oh, come on, let's learn how to glide with an X.
Oh, Handyman Negri.
Prince Tuesday, where are you?
I'm up here.
What are you doing up there?
Oh, I want to learn to fly.
But you have to have lessons for that.
I thought you could just flap your wings and do it.
Do you have wings?
Well, I have a little pair. Here, I'll show you.
Wait a minute. Would you bring them down here and show me in this garden?
Okay, I'll be right there.
Oh. Wow, you are fast, Prince Tuesday.
Yes, but I still want to learn how to fly.
Well, X the Owl is the expert, and he'll give you lessons over at his tree.
Okay, I'll go check it out.
Okay, and please be careful.
Okay, you too, Handy.
Okay. Learn to fly with an expert.
Oh, handyman, you'd better come and see me.
That sounds like Lady Elaine.
Oh, handyman, and now you see where I am.
Wow. Why, Lady Elaine.
How do you like it, Toots?
Well, I think your hat with the propeller on it is quite unusual.
Well, I've decided something exciting.
Oh? What is it?
It's about flying.
Oh, well, X the Owl is teaching people how to learn to fly.
I'm going to teach them to fly high.
Fly high?
Way high. See you, Toots.
You'd better learn how to fly with an expert, with an expert whose name is X the Owl.
Hello there, Handy. How in the world are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, X. Listen,
you want to come inside? How about coming in? I'm giving Tuesday a lesson.
Oh, okay. I can come in for just a minute.
Okay, see you at the back door.
All right.
Come on in, Handy.
Yes, oh, hi, Handy. Handyman.
Hi.
I'm having my first lesson.
Oh, well, let's see how you're doing.
Show him the jump and call, Tuesday.
Okay. Here goes.
Yeah.
Whee!
There.
You do that very well, Tuesday.
Thanks. It doesn't feel like flying yet.
Well, that's your first lesson, Tuesday, and you can go on home and practice jump and call all you want.
Okay. Thanks, X.
And you can come for your second lesson next time.
All right. Are you going back to the castle, Handyman?
Oh, as soon as I talk to X about something.
Okay. I'll see you there. Okay.
Remember your first rule. Be careful.
Yes, sir. Be careful.
Yeah.
X?
Yeah.
Lady Elaine is up to something.
Well, one sure thing. She can't teach flying.
Well, that's what she's planning to do.
What?
Yeah. And she says she's going to teach them to fly high, and she's wearing a hat with a propeller on it.
We're going to have to see about that.
That's right. We're just going to have to keep telling the people it's best to learn how to fly with an expert, with an expert whose name is X the
Owl. Oh, thanks for that, Handy.
Well, I'm going to go over to the castle and see what's going on.
Okay, well, I'll see you.
Okay, bye.
Oh, it's good to learn how to fly with an expert, expert.
Okay, Charlie, just try once more. Jump and call.
What are you doing, Tuesday?
Well, I'm teaching Charlie to fly.
Well, it looks like everybody's doing that. I know it's not easy, Charlie. It's very difficult.
But I'm going to fly high.
Oh, well, we'll see about that. We'll see you next time, Trolley.
Okay, Trolley.
Now, Lady Elaine wants to teach flying, and flying high, just because she has a hat with a propeller on it. All I care about is that they be careful. We'll think more about that next time. Right now, we need to feed the fish. Sometimes when fish swim fast like that, looks like they're flying, too. Wonder if you could see me if I went down like this. Could you see me through the water? Where's Mr. Rogers? Peek-a-boo. Is that the phone ringing? It is. Hello? Oh, that's great. Yeah. All right. As soon as I show the flying illusion. Thanks. Yes, well, I'll see you in a few minutes then. Oh, good. Bye-bye. Oh, a friend of mine is a magician, and he can even make it look like he's flying. I have a tape of him doing that, and after we see the tape, we'll go visit him at the theater where he's working.
Yep.
My friend's name is David Copperfield. And he said we could come over after a little while. So let's see this tape of David Copperfield's flying illusion. Picture, picture. That looks like he's flying, doesn't it? Well, that's part of his very special magic. It's called an illusion. But you know, it's only birds and bugs and bees and airplanes and things like that that can really fly. Mm-hmm. The rest of it is magic. Now, let's just go and meet David Copperfield in person. Come along. This dressing room's right in this way. Let's just go on in.
Fred. How
are
David.
You? Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank
here,
you.
Have a seat.
Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Oh, what a place you have here.
Isn't it beautiful? Mirrors for a magician. Oh, perfect.
Perfect. I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. David Copperfield.
How are you?
I was just showing them that flying videotape that you have.
Yes.
You were flying up
yes.
in the air.
I just got finished flying on stage, actually. That's why I'm dressed for the occasion.
You look just like that on the videotape.
There you go.
But you're a human being. How do you fly?
Well, it's because I'm a magician. My job is doing magic and doing illusions. I create things that aren't supposed to be, but they're only illusions. It's only magic. You know, like this. Look, if you see this rubber band on these two fingers, if you pass your hand over it, it'll jump.
Just how did you do that?
Very carefully. And I'll teach you how to do it. Would you like to learn?
I would.
Okay, you need a rubber band. And I just happen to have one right over here.
But human beings don't really fly.
No, human beings don't fly unless they're magicians. Unless they learn the skill of doing magic and doing illusions. And you're going to learn there's a secret behind it, a skill that you have to learn. You know, it's I'm not really flying. I'm creating the illusion and making it very believable for the audience. Was it believable for you?
I'll say.
Well, good.
But you had to work a long time to be able to do that.
Yes, and you have to be very careful. It doesn't just happen. You have to really study it, and that's particular. The flying piece is something that we invented. You know, I invented the technology to make it look like I'm really flying.
Yeah. And that looked like this was flying, too. The flying rubber, from here to here.
That's right. The rubber band actually jumped between the two fingers.
How do you do it?
Well, I'll show you the secret behind it. Why don't you take that,
yeah,
and you can put it, let's see, around these two fingers right here, around the forefinger, the pointer finger.
Yep.
Yes.
And like that?
Uh-huh. And you take and you stretch it down.
Oh.
Like this. Uh-huh. And you put all of your fingers into that loop. Exactly, and that's the secret part. You have your hand like this before the show. You be in position like this, so it looks like it's only around these two fingers. It's actually around, of course, the others too. But when you open up your hand, it'll jump. Like that. You did it.
I tried once more.
Yeah, you bet. Again, this is the secret part. Putting your fingers in exactly. I'll let you do it by yourself this time. That's good.
And you turn it around.
Right.
Like that.
And you don't show anybody that part. Right? That's the secret part.
Okay.
That's the technology behind it, right?
And then you did something like
this. Yes, a little misdirection, yes. Go ahead. There you go. Exactly. Very, very good.
But you teach
You have a new
people.
Job. No. You can come on the road with us.
But you teach people to do things like this, don't you?
I do in certain situations. This is something we teach in hospitals. Because in order to do this, not only do you have to know the secret, but you have to have the ability to open and close your hand. And some people in hospitals and people that have certain problems with their movements, this is a motivation, a kind of a reason to get people to want to open and close their hand.
Uh-huh.
And this is kind of an activity or a game that they play in hospitals to teach patients who've had little problems to help them move muscles they wouldn't want to move. And it's called Project Magic, and it's in about 1,000 hospitals in 30 countries around the world. So it's very popular.
You must be very proud of that.
Yeah. It's using magic for something, for someone's health. Excellent thing.
Have you always liked to do magic tricks?
Well, ever since I was a child, I did magic. You know, I went to the library every day, and I read all the books on magic. And I showed magic to my friends, which was a great way of, you know, meeting new friends and having something to share. And I kept doing it. I'm still studying and learning new things and inventing new things with magic.
You still like it?
I love it. I love it. It's a way of, it's kind of like being a painter. Magic is my paint. Instead of painting pictures, I create illusions on stage.
Now, you don't use just rubber bands, do
you?
No,
another thing that we do in Project Magic is exercises with ropes. For example, take this. I'll take this rubber band. You can keep it if you like. Here you go. Take this rope and hold it like this between your hands, like this.
Make a U.
Make a big U, exactly. And you hold it between these two fingers like this, with the other fingers up like this.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the rope and go around the arm, exactly, and down, making two loops like that. Mm-hmm. You can go in the left loop. Mm-hmm. Very good. And out the right loop. Mm-hmm. It's this loop right there. Out there like this. Exactly. And you have this like this. And what we're going to do is we're going to tie a knot in a rope without letting go of the ends. It's impossible, but we're going to try it right now. I'll try it first. I have a knot like that. And throw it off your hands.
Like that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should
maybe we should change ropes. Let's try it again here. You take this one, I'll take this one, and hold it like this, and go around the arm, and down, making two loops, exactly, in the left side, out the right side, exactly, and now watch, I have a knot. That's very close. Very good. Very good.
I know you have another show to do, David, but I wondered if I could take one of those rubber bands with
me. Of course, of course. In fact, for you, two. One to practice and one to perform.
Thank you very much,
you're
David.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Wish you well.
Thank you very, very much.
Bye.
You're welcome anytime.
Wow. Come on back to my place. Wasn't that fun? I want to try that again, that magic trick. Now, he said to put it on here. And this part you're not supposed to show anybody, you know. Just show this part and go like this. I'm just wondering if we could make it go back the other way, same way. Isn't it wonderful to have neighbors who do such interesting things? You know, people choose what to do with their time. Every minute, each one of us is making choices. I hope you're making the best choices for the healthiest life you can possibly have. I say that because I care about you and your neighbor. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have lots of things to talk about, don't we? Lots of things to see and do. And to talk about our feelings, yeah. It's such a good feeling to be with you. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.